AI today. In the year 2024, we don't need to worry about Slytherins, but there are some gremlins we must pay attention to. One is called AI hallucinations, and this is when an AI produces misleading or incorrect information. Another problem is that some AI can be racist. While both of these problems are done without ill intent, it does create real problems. The e-gremlins we have to battle are in most cases caused by the data source used for the AI to learn. There are some technical members of the AI family which I want to very quickly mention. Reactive machines have a self-explanatory name. They are reactionary and not the brightest star in the sky. They blurt out an immediate response to prompted questions, and they have no ability to create or store data. An example would be chatbots on websites. I personally don't believe these bots deserve any title that includes reference to AI. Limited memory AI can store past data and use that data to make basic decisions or predictions. It has a short-term knowledge base. An example would be self-driving cars. Theory of mind AI refers to a type of AI that can perceive our emotions, and this type of AI does not exist yet. AI of reinforcement learning is a system that learns through trial and error, which involves a system of rewarding desired behaviors or being punished by negative results. Imagine the AI getting the digital equivalent of a treat or a slap on the hand. I know this might sound like an inhumane method to teach, but it is similar to how young children are taught and in many ways hardwired into our brain. The last one I want to reference is reinforcement learning AI, which distinguishes itself from other machine learning methods like supervised and unsupervised learning. It focuses on learning optimal actions through exploration and exploitation. Doesn't this remind you a little of Darwin's survival of the fittest? Inputs. Humans have input devices: eyes, ears, touch, taste, and smell. Our brain receives the signals from these gadgets, interprets, and then decides how to react. Our noggin's wiring is called a neural network, which develops in the womb using our DNA, but once we are born, our brain creates new wires, based on environmental factors. We are programmed to reprogram ourselves. AI needs input devices. One of the most interesting developments for me at the moment is something called computer vision AI. Narrow AI is using this already, and it is trained to understand video and images. We will want to give AI as many senses as possible. Unlike us, AI can have infinite input devices. The devices on the Internet of Things exceeded 17 billion at the time I wrote this AI manual. Imagine being able to hear, smell, touch, and see all over the world all at the same time. That is a lot of data. You might want to know some of the types of data nerds talk about, just in case you get stuck in a conversation with them. Training data is what helps the AI models learn. Validation data helps tune the AI. Test data helps assess the AI model's performance. A hefty side nugget. Our brains are the most complicated object we know of in the universe. It has 89 billion neurons, each connected to around 7,000 other neurons that send between 10 and 100 signals every second. The most powerful computer in the world is called the Frontier, which you can find at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the USA. This supercomputer has a total of 8,699,904 combined GPU and CPU cores. Our brain's processing data power has been estimated at 1 exaflops, which is the same as the Frontier. The cool thing is that the Frontier uses millions of times more energy to process information than our own brains. This means our computer is more efficient. Our brain also doesn't take up an entire floor in a building. Well done, Mother Nature. Good job. If an ASI does become aware of our brilliant hardware, it might just decide to harvest a few thousand of our brains to boost its own ability. This might sound far-fetched, but technology of the future will include organic parts. I am confident by now you have a grasp on what AI is. Let's talk for a brief moment about AI and you.